This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Watch Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 31st day of May. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. By the way, we just once again wished everybody, we hope they had a wonderful holiday weekend last week.
I believe so.
You had us on Monday.
Yeah, it was on Monday.
We hope that you enjoyed your time. My fond memories from last weekend, even though it was raining.
Everybody made it back in town safely.
Safely.
From travel. Yep.
That's the key. I had also forgotten that Caleb had walk-on music.
Hey, okay.
I did. I really did. I had completely forgot about it. Hey, listen, we got no problem with it, but I had forgotten. Anyway, he just came back with Ocean's Avenue, a yellow card. So that's his walk-on music. Morning, Caleb. How are you, sir?
Morning, Caleb.
What's going on, guys?
We are doing fine. Are you enjoying these playoffs?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, less what was going on over in the Western Conference, just because it felt like once that series got started, outside of just the aberration that was Game 3, it felt like Minnesota was completely unmatched. So outside of that, it's felt like every series up until this point, and then obviously what's going over on in the Eastern Conference, has made this just one of the more fun playoffs in memories, quite honestly, just because of how chaotic everything's been.
You would say that. Then because of the chaos, though, does New York have a win, have a road win left in them to try to get this thing back to Madison Square Garden?
You know, Sam, it's funny. Whether or not they have a win in them is probably dependent upon how much you believe in NBA conspiracy theories.
Here we go.
You know, because I think it's one of those situations where a lot of people are starting to draw those connections between this series and if you go back to 2002 in the Western Conference Finals with the Lakers and the Kings, when they got to a game six where the Kings could have closed that thing out, and all of a sudden you had some really questionable calls, and oh, all of a sudden Kobe and Shaq get this opportunity to live another day and ultimately go on to win a championship. So it's, I think it's one of those people are willing to buy into the conspiracy of you know, the draft lottery being rigged and all of that
envelope.
Sort of thing.
Yeah,
you know, it's one of those, it depends on how far down the rabbit hole you want to go. But no, in all seriousness, I think New York's got as good a shot as they could have asked for at this point to still be alive, to still have a chance to take this thing to a game seven. I find it really hard to believe, like, the home court element of this whole thing has been so interesting kind of to watch throughout. And I think with New York, they have figured things out to an extent, which is unfortunately that Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns shouldn't be playing on the court at the same time in crunch time, which is kind of crazy that your two best players have found themselves in that sort of a position. But if they're going to continue to kind of play the styles of basketball that they're playing, which is obviously very physical, getting in foul trouble, but also getting in each other's way to some extent, and being unable to initiate offense unless the other one is off the floor, then, you know, then New York's going to find themselves in a mess again. I think it's been such a weird playoffs for me as a fan and someone who just didn't have a whole lot of expectations for Indiana. Like, I know that they made it to the conference finals last year, but when you start looking at the injuries that both the Knicks and the Pacers had, it was like, well, those teams weren't playing at full strength, and so they weren't really their true selves. This time around, you've got both teams playing at full strength, and, you know, and Indiana's clearly been the better team so far. And I just, quite honestly, I didn't see this coming. I did not have a big enough belief in Indiana, and quite honestly, in Tyrese Halliburton. I know that he kind of course-corrected from having such an awful start to the season, but you talk about role players, and a lot of the times people say that in kind of a negative way, but I think what we've seen from both OKC getting to the NBA Finals and Indiana on the cusp of pulling it off is the importance of role players, those guys just doing their job, not forcing things too much, playing really, really great defense, and then letting their stars shine and get going offensively, and everyone kind of pitches in around them and doesn't really step outside of, like I said, outside of their role. It's something that you don't often find in the NBA just because egos get involved and guys go, well, sure, I know that I'm just supposed to be the 3-and-D guy, but let me have my moment kind of thing. And it feels like for the most part that both Indiana and OKC have been able to keep those egos in check. But, you know, this is still a star-driven league, and so the fact that New York is still scrapping and still has some fight in them, I'm sure the NBA and Adam Silver is, you know, just kind of peeking through their hand of like, hey, can New York pull this off? Because that would be really great for ratings and for business.
Yeah.
Caleb Johnson joining us, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I want to go back out west, because it's something that I have noticed and thought of and heard others say it, and I subscribe to this, and I want to get your thoughts on it, is that what we're watching with Oklahoma City is the death of the super team, the created super team, if you will. No more of the trying to put together three guys, three all-stars, and all the stuff that we have watched for the last decade or so. We are looking at a team, the best guy on the team is just 25, 26 is SGA. But these guys have come up through the system. My point is there are players, they're younger players that we can talk about who are what's next. I think this team is what's next and how it was constructed. And as the old guard leaves the NBA, whatever they're doing in Oklahoma City, and again, it kind of reminds you, too, while they have had the success they've had, it just reminds you of the Kevin Durant stepping off from that team when things got in adversity
well,
came into
play.
Well,
think of all the guys that stepped off from that team.
Yeah, but he was the first one, and he was the most noticeable one.
Right.
And so
he was standard equipment. He came from Seattle.
Well put. Yeah. So I'm just saying what they're doing right now and the way they are buzzsawing through, and again, I think they got a nasty taste in their mouth from the last year or so, but this is what's around the corner and how these teams are put together, not the super teams that we have watched for the last decade or so.
Yeah, Greg, I think the death of the super team came with this newest CBA because all of the restrictions that have been put in place as far as the first apron and second apron and what you can spend money on and what you can trade and how you have to match salaries and all of this sort of thing that came into place when the new CBA came in, we're finally starting to see the effects of that because, you know, you would think, oh, well, the Lakers traded for Luka Doncic, and so you've got LeBron and Luka, so surely you can just put a cast around them that'll make it happen. It's like, no, you don't understand. This takes depth in the NBA at this point. And so you're right. What OKC has done in drafting their own guys and developing the talent and then trading for the star that complemented them. Because that's the – you know, people really love to lean into the drafting side of OKC, which is super important, and all the picks that Sam Presti has put together. But I think one of the things that maybe gets overlooked is they're getting Shea came from the risk they took to go get Paul George. Like, they made a big splash, and it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times, teams get crucified for trying to make a move and it backfires and it doesn't work out. But the big thing is what do you do from that mistake? One of the things that gives me, and I'm not, you know, spinning into a Hawks thing, quite honestly, one of the things that gives me hope about the Atlanta Hawks is the fact that you traded for DeJounte Murray. And guess what? It backfired. It did not work at all. And you flipped that move into Dyson Daniels and a first-round pick that you're going to get to see how that plays out this upcoming year with pick number 25. So it's not that they were just perfect along the way. You got to think, this was a team that won 60 games a year ago and came up short in large part, I think, because they had Josh Giddey being a big part of their team, and I think he was really holding back what they were trying to do. They then flipped Josh Giddey into Alex Caruso, and Alex Caruso has been one of the best defenders and just an absolute nuisance at that guard position. And now Sam Presti is looking at this team with all of the success they have being right here on the cusp of potentially winning a championship, and he still got, I believe, if I remember correctly, it's 13 first-round picks over the next 4 or 5 years. I can't remember the exact, but it's an insane amount of draft capital that he's got coming up. And I think a lot of teams are going to start following in those footsteps of let's acquire draft capital. Let's still make some big splashes in order to improve the team and just not essentially not give up and not go the old school model of, we need to get Kevin Durant, you know, and right, and pair him with Bradley Beal and Devin Booker because the Phoenix Suns had, you know, one of the worst records in the Western Conference this past year, and they went with that old school model. I think New York is obviously they're seeing the effects of that and how, you know, Tibbs has been running that starting five into the dirt. And oh, shocker, when they actually played some bench guys, they're able to have more success and win. Because the other thing that comes due with a team like the Knicks, who went in for the big splash to get the big three, is they don't have any draft capital coming up. And I believe it's going to be very hard for them to keep the core of the team that they put together. So I think OKC is clearly the model that a lot of teams are going to follow. And it's a new NBA that the CBA really has created all of this parity we're seeing.
Yep. And that's what we're watching and seeing how it's unfolding.
Man.
And we can replicate that here in Atlanta, folks. We spent some time this morning with Caleb Johnson. As we always like to say, he is social. You can find him at ATLJohnson18, at ATLJohnson18.
All right, so next time we talk to you, the finals will be on. Pick your two teams. We know we got OKC. Who's coming out of the East?
It's going to be Indiana, guys. It's just a matter of whether it's going to happen tonight or in Game 7.
All right. Well, we will talk to you soon, buddy, and get your thoughts on the finals as they play out. Caleb, as always, man, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Caleb.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, man.
Absolutely. You guys have a good one.
There you go. Caleb Johnson joining us. We got Jason Longshore getting a set for Atlanta United. They're going up against the Red Bulls. Pre-kick at 3:30. Kick at 4:30. You can hear that game right here on 92.9 The Game. But up next, money's flying through the air. Going to tell you about a casting call, which you can hear about here. But go to Get Cast with Greg on X, and you can see the list there. And also 92.9thegame.com/castingcall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.